The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. And welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I don't know if I can remember a better day in sports than yesterday. We had the Derby going. We had the NFL Draft kind of concluding. We had some NHL playoffs. And oh yeah, we had some NBA playoffs, not to mention baseball and a whole bunch of other things going on with Money Mayweather, man. I watched the fight. I don't know. It was pretty good. It was okay, I guess, if you will. I don't think it lived up to the hype, personally. I wanted to see guys get knocked down, get up, get knocked down, get up. Did not see that type of fight. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, man?
Hey, what's up, man? You know, that's boxing. I think that the casual Americans want to see Drago Balboa every time, and it's just not reality. It's not the reality of the sport. Interesting, but I think we can get into this on the other side.
Absolutely, man. Just so much to talk about. We want to hear your thoughts, your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and check us out at Sports Byline USA. A ton of things to talk about. We're going to get into some, like you said, Mayweather, Pacquiao on the other side, as well as that Clippers and Spurs series. Absolutely unbelievable. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi there. I need to save money on business phone service.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone is full-featured, including North American calling. Save up to 80% on initial setup costs. Plus, for a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Start saving today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as well, as always. You could be too, once again, 1-800-878-7529. So much to talk about. Mayweather-Pacquiao. Did you think it was a great fight? Did it live up to the hype to you? I'm not sold. I really am not. NHL playoffs, got some good stuff going on, to be honest with you. NBA playoffs, well, the first round finally concluded last night with the Spurs going down to the LA Clippers. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, I know we want to get into the Manny Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, but first and foremost, I don't know if I've ever seen an opening round series so compelling as I did with the Spurs and the Clippers. Fantastic games. Every single one of them had drama. Every single one of them had emotions. Every single one of them was flat out fantastic, to be honest with you. And I'll be honest, a little disappointed that somebody had to lose. Great series, great effort. Both teams played like champions to me.
Well, you know, the Spurs are the champions, and they got knocked off their throne a little bit coming into the playoffs as a sixth seed. That's tough, you know. Home court advantage. Yeah, I don't think it's as big a deal in the NBA as it is in other sports until you get to game seven. Once you get to game seven, and all bets are off, and you're in a win or go home situation, a do or die. You got your home crowd behind you. I think it made a difference down the stretch there. I have to question the play with 1 second left, trying to get Kawhi Leonard to the rim. When you have all those shooters in San Antonio, you got a catch and shoot situation with 1 second left. But you know, definitely a thrilling 48 minutes of basketball. The only thing I was disappointed in about that game was it didn't give us overtime, and I thought the fans deserved five more minutes of that series in particular.
Yeah, five more minutes of agony and pain, to be honest with you, because that was just no, it was unbelievable. You could cut that tension with a knife. You know, it was unbelievable. It really was a great atmosphere. Chris Paul, I mean, what can we say about that kid's effort? We saw he got hurt early in the game, had the hamstring issue, continued to play, was out for quite a while. His team battled, stayed in the game, didn't go down too much. He came back. The guy was fantastic. I mean, he literally put that team on his back and carried them. And I'll tell you what, the last second, what I thought was more strange was when they had the inadvertent whistle go off, kind of giving them a little feel for what that play was going to be in the first place. Popovich, if you ask me, had every right to be upset about it. He was upset about it. But ultimately, you know what? At the end of the day, this was just such a close series. It was literally, I think, 3 to 7 points was the difference in this whole series. So I just was amazed at the effort that Chris Paul had when he was running around there. You could see how hurt he was. You never hear anybody, you know, talking about, oh, well, you know, the Clippers, you know, they got all this talent, but this and that and the other. When Chris Paul's out there playing on one leg, I'll tell you what he reminded me of. He reminded me of Aaron Rodgers, to be honest with you, what he was doing for the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs. This is something that, you know, you just can't really understand how tough that is when you have an issue like that in the biggest game of your life. For him to overcome that, Jeff, I'll tell you what, man, I give the kid a lot of credit. And that's why I said both teams played with the heart of a champion, because you cannot take away Chris Paul's effort. He literally willed his team to win the other day.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that Game 7 is usually comes with a lot of buildup and ends up revealing a lot of disappointment. Obviously, the fans of the team that won will be ecstatic. But Game 7 rarely lives up to the hype. And I'm going to say it right here. That's the best Game 7 in the history of the NBA right there. I mean, what was it, like 27 lead changes?
31 you know, eight, lead changes. 31.
31 lead changes. Who knows how many ties. I think that I've never seen a game played so close for so long, 57-55 at the half. It was a one-point game after the third quarter,
yeah.
And it ends up being a two-point game. And like I said, it was a game that deserved overtime. To jump on your point about Chris Paul, you know, unbelievable effort, really showed some tenacity there. You know, he comes back on the court. I didn't really think about the Aaron Rodgers thing, but that's a really good point. You know, you're the face of your team. You got to be the leader. You got to overcome, and you got to get the job done. And I think that Chris Paul did all of those things. And it'll be interesting. A lot of people seem to think that the winner of that series was going to at least win the West, if not win the whole thing. So it'd be interesting to see what the Clippers do from here on out.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be tough. They got Houston, and Houston's been kind of relaxing a little bit. And if CP3 is not 100%, I do think it makes a difference. I don't think it's the difference maker, because CP3 isn't the type of guy that, you know, is explosive in the sense of where he uses his legs to go over people. He actually is pretty crafty, shifty, and whatnot. So I do think it'll be a problem, but they're going to have to work on that. He could be game to game, to be honest with you. And the only reason I'm comparing it with Aaron Rodgers is because they're both leg injuries, obviously different parts of the leg, but you know what? Your legs are pretty important in both these sports. Let's be honest, football and basketball, got to be able to run. So, look, amazing effort by both teams. I don't think there's really a loser. I think it's just two great teams that went out there and battled, and it's too bad that they had to meet in the first round and only one of them can advance. That would have been a really nice Western Conference Finals or even in the semifinals. So just too bad. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you made mention about the Spurs being in the sixth spot. Well, you know what? They got themselves to blame for it. They were in the two spot, and on the last day of the year, they lose a game, putting them all the way down to the sixth spot. So pretty important, those last couple games of the season, especially in the Western Conference. And look, Clippers had home court advantage, and I thought it was going to be really difficult for the Spurs to win three games on the road, first round of the playoffs. If they would have done that, I think that would have been history-making in itself, too. So, great series.
Let me ask you this before we move on.
Yeah.
Could Chris Paul be the first point guard since Isaiah Thomas to truly lead his team? And this isn't a slight on Tony Parker or the numerous point guards that have won NBA championships. But, I mean, we're talking about going back 25 years to find a point guard that's really been the team leader that's won an NBA Finals. Maybe Chauncey Billups with the 2004 Pistons, if there was even a leader on that team. But I think that Chris Paul really has the capability to put himself in that class with Isaiah Thomas. We'll see. You know, I mean, they still got to win 12 more games just like everybody else. But the point guard position's been a little bit marginalized with the way the wings have taken over the game. But Chris Paul might be the exception in 2015 to point guards being true leaders and champions at that.
Yeah, you know, another guy that I think is pretty important to his team, it'll be interesting to see how he rebounds from his face injury, but Mike Conley of the Memphis Grizzlies, another guy that is very, very important to their success when you think about it. So, I think we're going to get some really, really good series now. I mean, this is when the intensity is going to pick up. You know, we got through the first round of, you know, the Bucks and the Bulls and their little nonsense that they went through, Cleveland and Boston and their little nonsense that they went through. Now you get down to the nitty gritty. Now you got these teams that are supposed to be here. You got teams that are ready and hungry to go out and win a championship. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We didn't really break down the Pacquiao and Mayweather deal. But look, I wanted to see a guy get knocked down. I want to see a guy get back up and battle and then knock the other guy down and get back up. And you're right. I think we do think about Rocky and whatnot and those great movies. But when you're building this thing up to be the greatest fight and a guy's going to make $180 million, I don't know, man. I think we as a fan deserve more. That's all I'm trying to say. And we will get into it. But on the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. So we'll see what happens, man. We will absolutely see what happens. But interesting to hear what he has to say about what's going on in the NHL playoffs as well as some Major League Baseball. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, your thoughts, your opinions, encouraged and definitely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports. And check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Keep it close, everybody. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, breaking it down, NHL and Major League style, right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich, who's with me each and every Sunday. You could be as well, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports and check us out right here at Sports Byline USA. Now we're going to hook up with our professor of sports. You know him as well as we do. John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. You know, it's starting to get to be where we're used to, right around 100 degrees and no clouds and just that dead heat of the summer coming on, and it's definitely coming on quick. But I can't complain, and I don't know about Jeff, but I actually like the heat, I'll be honest. I'm one of those weird guys that likes to get out there and test my body in that ridiculous 100-plus degree weather. But so to me, man, it's always going to be paradise here. Jeff, how about you?
Oh, I can't complain at all. You know, nice morning. I like the heat. I like the heat after living in 23 years of cold. 14 years later, I've got no complaints about the heat whatsoever, man.
I am. I second that emotion, but I've been here a little bit longer than that. So I got out, and I was a little bit either a little smarter or just a little younger at the time when I got out of that Midwest. But John, I mean, there is a lot of things going on in the NHL with the playoffs happening. We've got baseball too. Let's start in the NHL though. Rangers and Capitals, round two. Series is tied 1-1. Watched a little bit of that game with them yesterday. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's an interesting series. It's close as we expected it would be. Two teams that have been close for a lot of years, both geographically and ability-wise. I don't know what the all-time record is between the teams, but I would suspect that it's probably been pretty close to 500. That's how close these teams are. You had to feel a little bit sorry for the Rangers. In game one, there was, in my mind, a very questionable penalty call missed when Dan Boyle was run into the boards by Backstrom from behind on the winning goal, which was scored with less than 2 seconds to play. I'd have to think that in normal circumstances that would have and should have been a penalty, but it wasn't. Rangers have to move on from that. They answered the bell pretty quickly yesterday. I think they scored about 38 or 39 seconds into the first period, and Lundqvist stood on his head, as we've sort of come to expect that he will, and I think that was the big difference, striking early and Lundqvist boarding up the goal and just going forward from there. So the series switches to Washington now for games Monday and Wednesday, and don't be surprised if they come back for game five at the Garden tied at two.
Yeah, hey, we'll be hurt. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John. Over on the other side, you got Chicago and you got the Wild. Game one, Chicago takes an early 3-0 lead, and it just kind of falls apart. And they manage to do what the Blackhawks do, which is playing 60 minutes of hockey and getting it done in the last 10 minutes of the third period there, adding the goal to win 4-3. When you take a lead like that in the game of hockey and you lose it, how hard is it to bounce back and not just find yourself drowning after giving up an early three-goal lead?
Well, I think in some cases, Jeff, it's very hard. In other cases, it's very easy. It all depends on how the team comes together and looks at that, as whether they look at it as, we didn't play well and we still won, or we dodged a bullet. A lot's going to come down to how the leaders on that Chicago team deal with it. And I think that's one of the big strengths with the Blackhawks is the number of leaders they have, the number of winners they have. And I don't see it really affecting them. What has puzzled me a little bit is that Chicago was tied for the best defensive record in the league over the course of the regular season. And here they are in the playoffs just doing totally the opposite, giving up silly goals, silly leads at the worst times. At some point in time, you have to think if they don't learn from it, it's going to come back and bite them in the backside. But I guess Wild is probably the real way to describe that game. I think Minnesota scored 3 goals in about 8 minutes early in the second period. Then the Blackhawks got one at the end of the second period, and it held up through the rest of the game. But that game could have gone either way many times after Minnesota had tied it.
Hey, complacency is something that can set in at any time for any team, but you also have to give credit to a team that's down and doesn't stop fighting. So, you know, when you do get down to, an early 3-0 lead in the first period, you still got 2 periods left to play. The other team can't quit either, John.
That's right. That's why they call it a 60-minute game. That's why there's 3 periods as opposed to to one. And, you know, I watch a lot of Blackhawk hockey simply from the standpoint that I like the way that they play. Jonathan Toews is individually my favorite hockey player. And, of course, I get to see a lot of the games because a lot of them are broadcast on WGN. And like every other good team, the Blackhawks get their share of national coverage. So I probably get to watch between 40 and 50 Blackhawk games a year. And to me, you know, they're a good team. I just think they're a team that's built for the playoffs, but they've got to tidy it up at the back end, or they may be on the wrong side of the coin.
Do you think the winner of the Rangers and the Capitals is the Stanley Cup champion? Is that what your thought is, or?
No, I don't think so. I think obviously a very good team is going to get knocked out, and the other series in the East is starting to look very interesting based on a horrible call to decide that first game in overtime in Montreal. Goal in the second overtime by Tampa was clearly offside. I mean, it wasn't even close. The puck was on the blue line on the left boards, and the forward was a good step and a half over, on the right side, and it ended up being the winning goal. But, you know, as we've talked before, a lot of what happens in Montreal is going to come down to goaltender Carey Price, and that team's going to go as far as he carries them, and if he gets to the point where he is the Carey Price we've seen all year, I can see the Canadians getting themselves a long way in this tournament. Top to bottom, I still think the Rangers are the best team in the East, but goaltending is an awful lot in the playoffs, much like starting pitching is in baseball. So if your goaltender's playing well, don't count any team out at all, and I think Minnesota's a great example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one more to talk about, Flames and Ducks. You know, Ducks are just solid. At the end of the day, they're just solid, and I don't know. Do the Flames have enough to get by them, or are the Ducks just too solid?
I can see the Flames winning one game, maybe two. But the Ducks, to me, they're a much better team than Calgary. Calgary definitely overachieved. I think everybody will tell you that, including the Flames themselves. I'm not going to say that, you know, well, quote unquote, we're happy to be here. I don't think that's the case. But when you look at the talent on paper, it's not really even close. So I just see Anaheim taking that series and looking to Anaheim versus either Chicago or Minnesota as being a much tougher series for the Ducks.
Yeah, hey, I want to transition here into baseball, and I'm going to do something for both Jeff and I here, and that's just talk. I don't want to talk about it, but he and I just have something in common right now as far as baseball goes, and that is the fact that his Cleveland Indians are awful, and my Milwaukee Brewers are equally as bad, if not worse. But baseball is starting to kind of, you know, get to where we thought it would be. The West, you have the Dodgers and the Padres battling things out. The Giants are, you know, it seems like they're starting to figure things out a little bit, and then you got the Diamondbacks, who are in the cellar where we thought. But, you know, do you have any words of encouragement for Jeff and his Cleveland Indians and me and my Milwaukee Brewers?
Well, I can't say as I can speak.
Well, actually, we all have something in common now that I'm really looking at it, because Toronto's in the cellar too.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to bring up. We're all partners in crime here. The Blue Jays, only a game under 500, but still in last place in their division. And as we said before, one of the good things about the American League East this year is that every team has some warts, and whoever can cover those warts up the best and play well within the division is going to win. But, you know, although the Blue Jays did a number on the Indians yesterday and have won 2 out of 3, you know, I can't say that they're convincing, because yesterday's game was decided by 6 unearned runs in one inning. So, you know, you have to kind of say that a lot of that is being in the right place at the right time. I'm not sold yet that the Blue Jays are a solid team. They're no worse.
Hey, John, you know, unearned runs are part of the warts, though. You know, bad fundamental play and you know, errant fielding and whatnot. And I think that's one of Cleveland's biggest problems. That and obviously, they're looking a little empty and hapless on offense, but. Yeah, those unearned runs, it doesn't tell you that much about the pitcher, but certainly tells you about the team behind him.
Well, very much so. And you and I exchanged messages yesterday on Kluber's performance, and I think your point was well taken that, you know, there had to be some kind of regression there based on last year, but he does seem to be struggling. I wonder how much of that is ability and how much is the pressure of the new contract.
Hey, John, do you got a couple more minutes to share with us on the other side? We'll continue talking some baseball.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever.
Sounds good. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to milk you for what I can because I know you're going to be gone next week. And you gave me some dates to be gone in July, too. So when I do have you, I gotta take advantage of it, man. But so keep it close. John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us. We're going to continue talking some Major League Baseball. Jeff Rich and the Dorfman as well. A lot to talk about, people. A lot to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
No one wants to walk into their kitchen and find a parade of ants having a celebration on the countertop. This is Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about raining on that parade right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
We aren't the only ones who get more active in warmer weather, so it's no surprise when the ants go marching one by one across your kitchen countertop. You grab the ant spray, give them a blast or two, and wind up throwing away food and cleaning up a toxic, smelly mess of insect spray. If that sounds familiar, there's good news because there are safer methods that you'll love using to get rid of these pests. Mix up a little soapy water in a spray bottle and spritz it along their trail. To keep them out of your pet's food, set the food dish in a pie pan of soapy water. And instead of poison powders and toxic sprays, try chili powder to create an insect barrier. Inside or out, it's safe, inexpensive, and non-toxic. This summer, wage a safe, non-toxic war on the ants with weapons that blast them and not you. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich is with me, as well as our professor of sports, John Poulter, doing a little overtime as he frequently does when asked. John, let's get into some baseball. You know, we were just kind of talking about how all three of us have something in common, but you know, there are some interesting races going, too. Let's be honest. You got the American League where you're at with Toronto. That's close. Baltimore, Tampa, New York Yankees. I mean, look, it's going to be very, very interesting to see who comes out of there. But at the same time, you got the Royals, you got the Tigers in that one. Minnesota, a little shocked with how they're playing?
Yeah, very much so, especially when they lost Santana for the first half of the season with the suspension. I thought what little chance they had to be respectable might have gone out the door, but I'm puzzled as to why the White Sox and the Indians are playing at 8-13, 8-15, respectively. That's two teams that are a lot better, both on the field and on paper, than an 8-13 or an 8-15 record. I don't see that lasting for the whole season. You know, there's just too much talent on those two teams for them to wallow at 380 and 350 percentages. at the end of the year, I can still see that being a four-team race. But I listened to some of the Detroit-Kansas City game last night while I was barbecuing, and David Price sounded like he was just unbelievable. I think he set down the first 11 in a row. I saw that it ended up with a five-hitter, but you know that's going to be close between those two teams. Kansas City has not regressed. I think we were all a little fearful that there might be some regression there after last year, but they seem to be doing very well. Last team in the majors to lose a game. I think they started 7-0 or 8-0, and they're still there. So that's going to be a very good division, I think. I don't think that's going to be decided very early.
I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, but let me throw this one out here. The Houston Astros. Let me repeat that. The Houston Astros are leading the American League West.
Yeah,
did you hear me correctly?
Yeah,
by six games.
Yeah, I've got that on my list of things to talk about. And, you know, here's a team that's 17-7, 9 in a row, 9 out of their last 10. And here's an interesting stat, 10-2 on the road. And if somebody had said to the three of us before the start of the regular season that 25 games in, the Astros would be leading the division and nobody else would be playing 500, I think that have had us all lined up for mental examinations. I just don't think it would have crossed anybody's mind.
Yeah, unbelievable. Go ahead, Jeff, add something to that.
Well, you know, it's not just a lead; it's a six-game lead after
exactly.
You know, after a month of play. Hey, you know, John, the Cubs are starting to come around. You know, they dropped one to Milwaukee on Saturday, 6-1. But Lester's finally, you know, looks like he's coming around. Great outing the other day. Cubs and Cardinals. You know, I mean, that's kind of a dream match. You know, dream matchup for a pennant race down the stretch. And you know, I know I should be talking about a pennant race in early May, but Cubs Cardinals down the stretch, that could be some exciting baseball in the Heartland for the first time in decades, if not centuries.
Yeah, it could be. The key, I think, there is going to be how the Cardinals deal with the Wainwright injury. They're perhaps better equipped than any team to withstand an injury to one of their star pitchers. That's a team that has just a great farm system, and they do very well at developing a pitching staff. But the Cubs have started to come along, but, you know, let's not count out the Pirates. They're sitting there in fourth place at 12-12, but that, to me, is still a very good team on paper, and any team that has Sterling Marte and Andrew McCutchen in it and a relatively stable pitching staff, I think, has a chance to be there at the end of the year. I think that's another division that's going to be very much decided by how well all the teams play within the division.
Hey, John, would you say that this year, the way it's kind of shaping out, at least early, we may have some good races for a long, long time? And what I mean by that is, you know, by July or the All-Star break, you can usually count about half the teams out. With the way things are right now, and again, that's, you know, we got a ways to go, but could this be more compelling than years past?
Yeah, I think it could, simply because there's been some surprises out of the gate, and the teams that we did not expect to be at the top have won those games early, and you can't take those wins away from them. So even if they revert back to the level of play which we expected, and the guys that we expected to play well start playing well, all that's going to do is close the gap. And in previous years, it's widened the gap because it's the other way around. So I think that's going to make for a lot of close races. And, you know, to Jeff's point, the Astros are six games up, but I don't see the Angels being two games below 500 all year. I don't see Seattle being four games below, and I don't see the A's being five games below. I think the only team in that division right now that's really playing according to what we would have thought are Texas at 8-15, and you know, that's obviously the weak link in that division. So I can see a lot of close races, which I think is great for baseball. I mean, let's face it, that's what one of the things that we enjoy, and that's why it's such a long season. It's not like the NFL where if you lose your first four, you're kind of in a bit of a bind in terms of making the playoffs. In Major League Baseball, you can have a bad month and play well for the other five, and you're still going to have a real good shot at the postseason.
Yeah, what we've always said, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and baseball, you know, think about it. The Milwaukee Brewers, perfect example of that, leading the division for 150 days last year, and they wind up not in the playoffs or anything. So, absolutely, man, baseball is about being focused for 162 games, and it's pretty difficult to be focused for 162 games. So, you're going to have those ups and downs, and you got to have more ups than downs, and we'll see how everything shakes out.
You guys,
hey, John, go ahead.
Yesterday, the two games ended with a base runner being hit by a batted ball. Hasn't happened, I guess, in about 5 years, and it happened twice in one day, and in both cases it was an L.A. team. It's worth looking at the clips on MLB.com if you haven't seen them. Real interesting way to end a game. I don't think I've ever seen it happen before. I'm sure it's happened many times, but I don't think it's anything I've ever seen before. But real odd way to end a game.
Yeah, not only once, but twice too.
Yeah,
so
5 hours apart.
Very bizarre. Hey, John, as always, really, really appreciate you taking time out with us. We will not catch up with you next week. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'll be at a family event in London, Ontario, next week, celebrating Mother's Day and my great-nephew's birthday with a brunch, which unfortunately will kind of clash with our usual time slot. And London's almost exactly halfway between Toronto and Windsor, Windsor being across the border from Detroit. So
sure.
It's a two-hour drive, full day, but always fun to see family and to catch up with a little guy. He'll be three next week, so it's always interesting to see people of that age as they grow.
Absolutely. Hey, have an awesome time, and I'll tell you what, the only place I've ever been in Canada is Windsor, because I did have some buddies that went to Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, and we went over the border to get to Windsor and went over to, you're probably very familiar with, Don Cherry's. That's the only spot I've ever been is Windsor, Canada.
Well, Windsor's a fine city, but I don't mean to be disrespectful to the citizens of Windsor, but it's far from the prettiest place in Ontario. So next time you come to Ontario, we'll have to get you some more scenic spots.
Hey, absolutely, John. As always, man, it's always awesome talking to you. Can't wait to talk to you, not next week, but the week after that.
My pleasure as always. Look forward to chatting in 2 weeks.
Have a great day. John Poulter, our professor of sports, who joins us each and every week, except for when he's got other things happening, and that's obviously understandable. Hey, Jeff, let's get back into this a little bit. Anything else you want to say on Major League Baseball?
No, I'd kind of like to forget Major League Baseball at this point, unless the Indians can turn it around.
Yeah, I mean, look, you and I are dead, okay? Let's just be honest. Okay, you may not be dead. The Brewers are dead, okay? Let's be honest there. They're done. They're finished. You can put a fork in them before anything. I think the most unbelievable thing in baseball this year, and again, we have a long way to go, but the Houston Astros, this would be an unbelievable story to see this team leave the years and years of mediocrity and awful baseball behind them and somehow figure out a way to be competitive through a whole season and shock us about what they could do in that West division. I think it would be awesome.
Well, I don't want to be a wet blanket here, but Houston just doesn't have the pieces. Not yet. I mean, they're definitely setting the table for the future, and I think that they're going to be a scary team. I don't think that they're going to be led by A.J. Hinch when they become scary. I think that he's a good guy to develop talent. You know, he obviously worked with the Diamondbacks and the scouting department, got to manage the team for a little bit. But I think that Houston's going to regress. I'm not thinking the world of Cleveland, but they're, what, 9 games behind Houston in the win column right now, and I think that they're going to catch Houston and pass them by the end of the year. What's disappointing for me, if I can rant about my own team here,
yeah,
for a second,
absolutely,
is how outstanding the starting pitching is, how Danny Salazar, Carlos Carrasco, even Kluber, even though he hasn't won a game, have been pitching so well. They're 10 strikeout games almost every other day. And they just can't hit. They can't protect the lead in the bullpen. I'm probably lack as much confidence in the Indians as you do in the Brewers, and rightfully so. But a lot of good baseball being played. I think that that Cubs Cardinals race obviously is going to excite me. The return of the Mets, I mean, that's got a lot of potential there too. So this 2015 baseball season has been largely overlooked because it's coincided with the NBA and NHL playoffs, Kentucky Derby, the Mayweather Pacquiao fight, and the first year player draft of the National Football League.
Yeah, did you watch the Derby at all?
I did. It's 3 minutes of appointment viewing, every May. So it's something to watch. And then horse racing falls off unless you get the win there in what is it? It's not Belmont. It's
the Stakes.
The Preakness. Preakness. You win the Preakness, and then everybody. It turns in for the Belmont if you get the same winner in the first two legs of the Triple Crown races. But, it's fun. It's exciting. I thought it was awesome that they were neck and neck coming around the home stretch. And American Pharoah just, pulled away. It looked like around the last 120 yards of the race. It looked like it was going to be a photo finish, and Pharoah just pulled away.
Yeah, I mean, look, horse racing is for a certain breed, and I'm not that breed, to be honest with you.
You know what it is? It's a homage to the past, because think the 1930s and 1940s, the big sports, baseball, and in this order, baseball, boxing, horse racing. Football was being played, but it wasn't popular. Basketball was being played, but it was barely being recognized. So it's a homage to the past. Obviously things have changed, and the latter, boxing and horse racing certainly aren't what they were 20 years ago, let alone 50 years ago. So it's interesting. It's a good little feature. It's a good way to mix it up for the mainstream sports fans that basically watch football and basketball.
Yeah, we didn't really talk much about the draft. Jameis Winston does go number one. I don't know, man. I think the guy's talent is unbelievable on the field, and his off-field stuff, he's going to have to figure it out, obviously, because he's going to be leading a bunch of grown men. Not kids, but grown men. And
he's got Lovie Smith there. I think that's a good start for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we'll see how everything goes. Again, we'll just have to see. We'll get into the draft a little bit, maybe on the next segment, but also, obviously, in hour number two when we bring Fred Wallen on. So keep it close, everybody. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we're going to get you through this hour, and then top of the hour, we got Fred Wallen. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just a quick reminder, we are brought to you today in part by today's homeowner, television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Jeff, biggest surprise to you in the draft, and I know that there's a lot of them. It could be a surprise. It could be the steal of the draft. What left you with the biggest impression from the draft?
The run on wide receivers and how much they were spaced out. I think that we were watching, you know, on Friday we were watching and listening, looking for Jalen Strong from Arizona State to go next. I mean, basically from the 40th pick on, I think that he lasted well into the fourth round. I thought that, you know, some players dropped. I think that you take a player like Ifo Ekpre-Olamu, who was an All-American at Oregon, you expected him to be a first rounder, suffers the injury. He's not going to play in 2015, but the Cleveland Browns draft him in the sixth or seventh round. So, it's funny watching the game tape from Saturday going into Sunday. They're all good college players. It's up to guys to get paid very well to figure out which of those great college players is going to be a good NFL contributor.
I'll tell you, the steal of the draft in my mind goes to the Green Bay Packers when they selected quarterback from UCLA, Hundley, the kid from Arizona. Another guy that can just sit there and watch. He's another Brett, but he gets to watch Aaron, and I'll be really excited to see how he comes along. We'll talk about it more, obviously, with Fred on the other side here, but unbelievable stuff. The NFL draft happened this weekend. Mayweather Pacquiao. Some unbelievable NHL and NBA playoff action going on. So tons of things going on, Jeff. We got Fred coming up, so keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, more sports talk, and we're going to bring on Fred Wallen to do it. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.